You know, when we start to think about what the world is telling us versus what God tells us, we have to keep in mind that the world is flawed and God is not. One of my songs I really love that I hear on K-Love a lot is a 10th Avenue North song, and the words of it in the chorus is, "You are more than the choices that you've made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade." Each of us has been remade. And what I'm going to ask, as I was preparing this message, God directed me, actually sent to me through a blog, a particular song that totally blew me away, just touched me, because it fits so beautifully into what I was sort of pulling together for this talk. And I'm going to ask Greg if he could put that music video on now. As you hear it, listen to it, take the words deep into your heart.
Way and I forget my name, remind me who I am. In the mirror, all I see is who I don't want to be, remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is.
Jason Gray, remind me who I am. You may have labeled yourself just as those people had labeled themselves in that picture, in that video. But God has a new label for you, a different label for you. You are his beloved. Now, obviously, God loves every single one of us. But if you want the fullness of what God has for you, then you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I don't know if there's anybody here who has not, but in case there is somebody who has not made that commitment to God, to Christ, I'm going to ask that every head bow and every eye close. And if you have not made a commitment to Christ at this particular point in time and would like to do so now, I just ask that you raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. Just ask that you raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. I see that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I just ask that you pour out your blessing and your mercy, that anyone who raised their hand here will, in fact, receive you today. And I'm going to ask that all of us at this particular point in time make the following prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm turning my life over to you. I'm asking you to work inside my heart. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins and help me to live my life in the way that you want me to live. Make me one of your children. Amen.